Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leith, and welcome to this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the mind-brain connection. This is such a fundamental principle in everything that I teach. In fact, for 30 years now, I have been researching this mind-brain connection. So what is the mind-brain connection? Well, it's a fantastically hopeful message because the mind-brain connection shows you the power that you have in your mind to change your brain. You literally change the structure of your brain with every single thought that you are thinking. And that is because you are not your brain. Your mind and your brain are not the same thing. They are two completely separate things that work together. So your mind is how you think and feel and choose. And your mind is this wonderful spiritual, non-physical part of you that is so powerful that every time that you think and feel and choose, you're actually changing something in how you function. You're changing the structure of your brain. You're actually changing your genetic expression. You're changing how your body functions. You're changing your relationships. You're changing your next reality. You have the power to control all these things. In fact, research shows that our minds are so powerful that the way that we think influences our physical and mental health by a factor of 75 to 98%. I mean, just that alone is food for thought. We live in a world where we're told that we are pre-programmed, that your genes control everything, that your brain produces who you are, that you've got these little programs running through your brain. How many times have you heard someone say, oh, you've got this little tape recorder in your head and you've just got to stop and rewind? And that is not the truth, because the implication there is that you're this pre-programmed biological automaton, or in simple terms, a robot. But you're definitely not a robot. You are a brilliant, intellectual, deep-thinking human being with the ability to choose. And as you choose, you influence the physical nature of how you function. You see, your mind is your non-physical spiritual part of you, as I already mentioned. It is how you think uniquely in your way. It's how you feel uniquely in your way. And it's how you choose uniquely in your way. This non-physical thinking, feeling, choosing thing, this mind thing, is 99% of who you are. So it's a huge part of who you are as a human. Your brain and your body form about 1%, and that's considered to be the physical. So the mind works through the brain. The brain doesn't produce the mind, which we often told, and that's totally incorrect. The mind actually works through the brain, and the brain responds to the mind. So you can design how you want your brain to respond. Your brain can't do anything without you. You actually tell your brain what to do, and your brain tells your body what to do. You literally influence the quality of how your genes on your DNA are functioning in every one moment. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you wake up in the morning and you just wake up feeling grumpy and just feeling irritated, and just everything irritates you from the things you've got to do that day, and just your hair goes wrong and your makeup or your food that you eat just doesn't work out, and the kids and work and traffic, and just one of those days where it just seems to be one thing after another going wrong. If you catch yourself, just glance at yourself in the mirror, I'm sure you've done this. I know this has happened to me frequently and I've learned to control this. But you look at yourself and you think, oh, I look so dull. Flat. Your eyes aren't shining. Your skin doesn't have that glow. You just don't seem to be walking with that joy and that excitement of the day or that one that you could have. And this is an actual reality. You see, how you're thinking is influencing the genetic expression moment by moment of every day. The ability of your eyes to shine, your hair, your skin to glow, that hold your shoulders back and walk with that confident stance, that confident gait. That is all very dependent on how you are thinking. And what you say in the next moment, what you do in the next moment, is all based on how you're thinking. You see, your mind is not your brain. 30 years ago, I started doing research and I asked the question, can the mind change the brain? And I was told by some of my professors, not all, that that was a ridiculous question. And the reason they told me that, they said it was ridiculous, because they felt that the brain couldn't change. They thought that the brain was the mind. Fortunately, we've reached the advance constantly in science, and we realize that we actually, as you're thinking, you are changing your brain. And I got into this research and I worked with my patients and I showed with my patients, and I worked with patients for 25 years. And not only with patients, I've also worked in academic environments. I worked in very, very traumatic environments where people had been traumatized, where people had been abused. I had a lot of extensive experience working with people in the challenges, in the midst of great challenges in their life. And what I could offer them was the tool of them knowing that your mind is powerful. As you think, you can overcome that trauma. You can learn to manage those toxic, chaotic thoughts. You can learn to determine what kind of lifestyle you want. We can't control events and circumstances of our life because those are the results of other people's choices. But we do have the power to control our reactions to those events and circumstances. And as we control those reactions to the events and circumstances of life, what we're doing is activating the power of our mind, power of the non-physical, the power of the spiritual nature. We use our thinking, feeling, and choosing to change the structure of the brain, to build beautiful, healthy thoughts into the brain, which then influence the entire body, every cell of our body, which then enables us to have more resilience and more strength in how we face the day, how we walk through the day, how we respond to our spouses and our work environments and our bosses and our children and the challenges and all the things that come up. This message of the mind and the brain being separate is a message of such hope because it makes you feel that you can do something. When you feel hopeless, when you feel like you've been controlled by your genes or you just have no control over anything, it just makes you want to give up. But I'm telling you, you don't have to give up. You have this incredible power in your brain. And that doesn't mean that everything's just going to instantly be fine. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's going to still be hard work. There's no quick fix. But the hope is that you do have control. You control your reactions. In controlling your reactions, which is your thinking, feeling, and choosing, you are changing the structure of your brain. You are making your brain and your body work for you instead of against you, which means that you're activating a wonderful flow of neurotransmitters through your brain that will increase your resilience. You activate genetic switches that increase your resilience. You change the physical nature of your body so you can cope better. And then as baby steps, one baby step at a time, as you cope better and better with each moment and each day, you're going to get stronger and stronger and get more and more wisdom in how you are coping with the day-to-day events. You see, you're not a biological automaton. You're not just a robot. You can change. When I was told that was a ridiculous question, can the mind change the brain? I showed with my research, working with people with traumatic brain injuries and all kinds of problems, that when you intentionally and deliberately use your mind correctly, you change your brain, you change your emotions, you change your thought life. You change your academic functioning, your intellectual functioning, your social, your emotional. You have so much control. So here are a few tips to help you with this. First of all, you are not your brain. You control your brain. Always think of your brain as being something physical and your mind being the non-physical, thinking, feeling, and choosing. So when I say you're not your brain, what I'm telling you is that be very aware of how you're thinking, how you're feeling, and how you're choosing, because your thinking, feeling, and choosing is creating your next reality. So the next time you want to lose your cool, get frustrated, or just give up, just remember, you change your brain. You are not your brain. You're not a pre-programmed robot. You are able to change that situation. Tip number two, you cannot control the events and circumstances, but you can control your reactions. You're in control of your reactions. You are literally creating matter in your mind, and the matter that you create in your mind does matter, because whatever you think about becomes a reality in your brain, and then that's what you're going to say and what you're going to do. So tip number three is look at what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. Stand back and observe your thinking, your feeling, your choosing, your actions, your bodily reactions, and control those because you have the ability to control. As soon as you rein those in, you are using your mind to change your brain. If you want to know more, you can find a lot of this information to help you and your children in my latest book called Think, Learn, Succeed, filled with incredible tips and wisdom to help you to manage your mind, to manage your brain, and change your life. You can think to learn to succeed. Another book I'd recommend of mine is called Switch on Your Brain, which has got my 21-day brain detox in it and really explains the mind-brain connection and the power that you have to control the depression, the anxiety, the worry, the chaotic reactions, the shooting from the hip, the making decisions incorrectly because you make them too quickly and you're not thinking things through. Switch on Your Brain and my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. These two books are really going to help you understand the mind-brain connection. I strongly encourage you to get those to change your life. Also, if you want to really immerse yourself in these concepts of the mind-brain and how to think and learn and succeed, I encourage you to join me at my conference this year, my annual conference that is running on the 30th of November and the 1st of December in Dallas at the Hilton Anatole Hotel. It's going to be amazing. These conferences are amazing. I teach you so much in a very practical way about how you as a human function and how you, your thought life is so powerful, and that when you think correctly, you can change your life. You can improve your life. You can improve it on all levels, and you can be a great benefit to the community. I also have a team of my professional doctors that work with me. They're going to be giving talks, and we're doing a Q&A panel. It's going to be amazing. If you want to know more, you can find out more on my webpage, drleafconference.com. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf.